Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance. Our weekly Balance / Gary Snyder edition. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on the day before Friday. That's right. Friday's on the way. Yeah, I know. Never do that again. Never do that again. Hey, we're going to be talking some college hoops. If you want to join the conversation with Mr. Funk from SB Nation, he's going to join us here in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk some Purdue Boilermakers. Yes, and their upcoming season in the NCAA hoops. And obviously, we're going to break down the NCAA hoop scenario. Hoop. There it is. Somebody stop me. All right, we'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to join the Gary Snyder Show live on 1400 WBAT, and we're going to join Mr. David Funk. He's going to join us and get funky with us. I'm not going there. Be right back on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Sal Marquis, El Presidente. You're listening to The Balance on Thursday. You like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy.
They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on Thursday. That's right, the day before Friday. And Friday is on its way, also on its way any moment now. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live, 1400 WBAT in Marion. And then we're also going to have Mr. David Funk, SB Nation, going to talk to us a little bit about them Purdue Boilermakers. And I let the cat out of the bag. Our next guest also does some writing for hockey. So you know Gary Snyder's reaction to hockey. He has a very bad sickness when it comes to hockey because his kid plays hockey. Hey, what do you do? My kid never did get into hockey. He was more into basketball, football, cheerleading. Hey, write down these digits, 917-889-8516. So get you right in here to the Balance studio. We're going to, if you've got any questions for Mr. Funk, myself, or Gary Snyder about the upcoming NCAA basketball, hockey, or, yeah, pretty much anything, war and peace, but no more Kane. We are done talking about Kane and his sexual harassment issues. I'm just saying, if he did it, he did it. Okay, let's move on. Let's elect a president. For God's sake, let's elect a president. Anyway, don't get me on my soapbox right before we're getting ready to talk some hoops. We'll be right back. We're going to join the Gary Snyder Show live and Gary and David Falk. SB Nation is going to talk Purdue Boilermakers. Boiler up!
Sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports. Bart, Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
Love is a funny thing, and it makes the fiery ring. Found by one desire, I fell into a ring of
final hour of the Gary Snyder Show. We made it. Guess we're not done yet. All right. Welcome. I am Gary Snyder of the aforementioned Gary Snyder Show, and also joining me right now, co-host of the Gary Snyder Show from 4:30 to 6, and since it's just a little after 5, that falls within that time range, Tom Marquis, say hi.
I am here. We are ready to rock and roll. And I told my listeners, no more talk about Kane and sexual harassment. We're done with it. Oh, I'm sorry.
We may be done with it, but I am afraid that the national media and the media itself is not done with it. My guess is this is a story that will continue to grow as you know, there are still unanswered questions.
And we will find the answers. But today we are going to find the answers out about Purdue basketball. And joining us is from SB Nation, Mr. David Funk. Dave, are you with us?
I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Gary, do you gotta mention one of our great sponsors? I always forget that. Are you with me, Gary?
I am doing it right now. Now I forgot to turn up the mic. When I need a new carpet for my living room, you know, if you've been a listener to this show, you know the struggles I went through. I did what everybody else did. When they start looking, I went to one of the big home improvement box stores. But when I did this, I found something was missing. Service. Then a friend recommended Lehman 4 Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman 4 Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, and the list goes on, they had something that was missing from every other place I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for that free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com. Just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, I am done, Tom. Start talking to Dave.
Dave, were you ever going to wonder if we were ever going to be able to talk with you? I'm surprised now that he knows that you write about hockey that I was going to be able to get the first question in, but that's okay. I guess really the main reason we brought you on is we want to talk to you about Purdue and their upcoming basketball season. And so what are your thoughts? Let's just dive right into it. Painter, Purdue seemed to have their act together, but just quite couldn't get enough to push it over the edge last year. Do they have what it takes this year to make it happen up there in West Lafayette?
Well, if you're going to try and compare this year's team to last year's team, I don't think they quite have the firepower that they had on the team last year. The loss of Etuan Moore and Juwan Johnson is that's a lot to make up, especially in terms of scoring the basketball. That's really going to be tough. They're going to have some guys step up who haven't been counted on to score before, and maybe some young underclassmen put the ball in the hoop. Overall, this team is not going to be a bad team, but I don't know if it's really going to be able to compare with the Purdue squads of the last couple of years.
Now, they get Robbie Hummel back after a couple of devastating knee injuries. You know, how effective is he going to be able to be this year for Purdue? And, you know, he's got to have, and I'm not saying mental issues and mental illness, but there have to be some issues in his head. Heck, is my knee going to give out again?
Well, as far as on the court goes, in the exhibition against Northern State the other day, Robbie had 18 points and 7 rebounds in only 15 minutes and didn't really seem like there would be any problems on the court. He didn't shy away from contact. He did everything that you would want him to do. But he was on the sidelines. He was a little... You could tell he was a little hesitant. He moved around a lot. He was standing. He couldn't quite get comfortable at times. But he says that's a work in progress, and he'll be fine. And the Purdue trainers say he'll be fine. And he really won't be held back in any way. So that's a good thing for Purdue.
Now, Dave, one of the obviously
rivals of Purdue is Indiana University. And Coach Crean has been doing a great job at recruiting and on getting some good recruits together for this class. And obviously, IU as a whole has a lot of work to do on their basketball program. How do you think that the Boilermakers will be back in the mix? They'll have a lot of returning players, but at the same time, they've got a lot of new recruits themselves. And I believe Derek Willis is going to be joining them this year as well, if I'm not mistaken on that.
Derek Willis is he originally committed to Purdue and he decommitted, and is. Purdue is still in the running to get Derek Willis, but he's still out there looking at a couple of different schools. He's looking at both IU and Purdue. But as far as the recruiting picture does go, both IU and Purdue have really done a very good job of recruiting in the last couple of classes here. Purdue just recently signed A.J. Hammonds, former Carmel player, former Gary, Indiana resident. He was playing out in Virginia, and he's a seven-footer. But obviously, when it comes to recruiting, the big name that both schools are looking at is Gary Harris out of Hamilton Southeastern. He's going to make a trip to Michigan State this coming weekend, an official visit, and he's actually supposed to commit. He's expected to make a commitment next week. And both IU and Purdue are involved in the hunt for the guard from Hamilton Southeastern, and he's a good one, and he could really turn a class for either one of those schools and really make a big difference in the future of the Hoosiers or the Boilermakers.
Well, let's talk about the recruiting class that Matt Painter has to work with this fall. Tell us about the newcomers coming into the mix for the Boilers and how they plan to fit into Matt Painter's team and lineup this year, this season.
Well, as far as this season goes, the new guys you're going to see, one of the guys who played pretty well against Northern State was Anthony Johnson. He was a redshirt freshman last year, so he's not new, but he is new to most Purdue fans. He's going to come off the bench, but he's an offensive player. He's out of Whitney Young in Chicago, and he's going to be instant offense off the bench, and that's what his role is going to be. It's going to be to score points. Some of the other guys, there's two guys down low. There's Donnie Hale and Jacob Lawson. One of those two guys is probably going to redshirt from everything that I see. Judging from the playing time that they both got against Northern State, that looks like it's probably going to be Lawson. Also adding to that is that Lawson is coming off knee surgery, and he's I never saw him play before he was hurt, but he looks like he's probably not the player he's described to be just quite yet. So he's probably going to be redshirted. But Hale, he's a forward. He's out of New Albany, Indiana. And he's going to play down low. He looks really good, actually. He played a big role the other day. And he's actually going to be kind of to play some major minutes, and because Purdue is really, if they have a hole, it's on the block. It's down low.
Now, let's look at the Big Ten as a whole and how Purdue is going to play within the Big Ten this year. Obviously, there's some pretty good teams, and we talked about Ohio State yesterday being the number one team out there, and we talked about yesterday as far as, you know, Purdue obviously being one of the top teams in Indiana to play against, but let's make no mistake that you also have to look at IU, and you also have to look at Wisconsin, some other good potential people that play Purdue very well during the season. How do you think, realistically, looking at the preseason projections and looking at what Purdue is starting the season with now, granted, everything can change, it's a long season, but going in the season right now, how does Purdue play in the Big Ten throughout the season?
Well, the collective Big Ten media picked Purdue to finish fifth overall in the conference. That's not too bad. That's kind of on the lower end of where I see them finishing. I could see them finishing as high as third, even second if they really, you know, play as well as they possibly can and catch a few breaks here and there. I don't really see them catching Ohio State. I think they'll probably take a loss or two to, you know, to perennial powers, Michigan State, maybe even Wisconsin. But the Big Ten as a whole this year is a little bit down from the last few years. Purdue being a little bit down from last year is a big reason for that. But overall, I see them finishing somewhere third to fifth, you know, somewhere in the upper to middle end of the pack.
Hey, Dave, can I get you to stay through a quick break here?
No problem.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bring in.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
All right, and welcome to the Back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Sal Mark with El Presidente. We are coast to coast right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you what, it is so we are welcoming to the Balance Radio Network, WROM, I hope I got that right, guys, in Detroit, all 46,000 listeners of you. So glad that you guys are joining us today. Each and every week, we had somebody new across the nation right here on the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you could be a part of it. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live here in just a moment on 1400 WBAT. And we will have back with us David Funk from SB Nation talking a little Purdue. We're also talking some NCAA hoops and getting his thoughts on that as well. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, 917-889-8516 is the digits to get in with myself, Gary, and David Funk from SB Nation. If you got any Purdue basketball questions or NCAA questions, we'd be glad to take them. We got a short window for calls, so if you want to be a part of that, absolutely do that. Also, check us out online, www.thebalanceonline.com. On Saturday mornings, we do the College Gridiron Live. College sports, but not just college sports. Those of you that know, we've got the fantasy football huddle, and we talk just a little bit. Gridiron is just something that we call it, I guess. But you know, we have a lot of fun doing it. We do it live from the Balance Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we have a great time doing it. Monday out at Newcastle, Indiana, at the Chrysler High School Fieldhouse. The Trojan Fieldhouse out there. Bobby Knight going to be out there. Of course, myself will be out there and checking that out and hearing what he has to say. Always good to see a great man from, well, what made Indiana famous? Maybe, you know, David and Gary will disagree with me a little bit on this. But Bobby Knight, 7:30 this Friday night, Newcastle Chrysler High School. We'll be right back. When we get back, we'll be joining Gary Snyder Show live on 1400 WBAT.
Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. The good old hockey game. If you're just joining us, we have Tom Marquis, co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, and Dave Funk. He writes about the Purdue Boilermakers for SB Nation. But more importantly, you cover minor league hockey too, Dave. What team do you cover?
Are you with us, Dave? Dave. I don't know if we lost.
We may
Dave
have lost Dave. That's too bad. I was wanting to get some minor league hockey stuff out of the way, Tom.
His mic is still lit up. I hope he's still there. He's not muted. Dave, are you with us? I don't know.
Well, you work on him for a minute there, Tom, and I'll get one of our great sponsors out of the way while you try to figure that out.
Okay.
Schaefer's, Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they're the and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariat snow throw snow blowers, Gravely and Hustler mowers, and, of course, they're one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. If you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or, if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They carry all the top brands, Ariat snow throw snow blowers, Gravely and Hustler mowers, Dixie Chopper. They even have Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers in stock. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, Tom, did we get him back yet?
I'm hoping so.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
No, Dave, I think we got Hey, Dave, you know what? You should never let your voicemail play live
yeah,
on the air.
It was working so well. I thought for sure we were going to have like a show that went off without a hitch, and then we lose our guest. I hate when we lose our guests, Tom.
We're leaving him a voicemail right now. Well, I guess obviously, Dave, you know that we lost you. Call the station back. Oh, my goodness, Gary, what do we do? We were just getting in the rhythm, too. Maybe he found out that you we were going to be talking about some hockey. Or I don't know. He was right there.
I am a hockey fan. My son plays. And, we have a lot of minor league teams around here. And, it would have been very interesting to talk to him about who he covers and a little bit of minor league hockey, whether it's at the AAA level with the American Hockey League or the AA level with the Central Hockey League or the East Coast Hockey League. A lot of teams in this area. And even maybe get into a little bit of the juniors with the United States Hockey League that make up the Indianapolis Ice.
Absolutely. Well, I just sent him a text. It sounded like he was cutting up out just a little bit there at the end as we were going into break. Maybe he's driving or something. You know, cell phone technology when they're with Verizon or they're not a sponsor.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Why don't we do this, Tom? Why don't we go to the bottom of the hour news? We'll take that break, and maybe we can get him on for another part of a segment after the break.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente. I do apologize for any technical difficulties that we are getting. We had David Funk on the line with us. We lost him somehow. But, hey, we still want to talk some NCAA hoop action with you, so give us a call, 917-889-8516. And we'd be glad to talk some college hoops to you with you. Or anything sports or politics or pop culture or really pretty much anything that you got in mind, some War and Peace or what have you, right here on the Balance Radio Network. So hopefully when we get back, we'll have all the connections back together with the Gary Snyder Show. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back. Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live from 1400 WBAQ AM Marion for the second half of the show.
I am the aforementioned Gary Snyder. Also joining me in studio right now is my son, hanging out this evening with me, helping me with the show, Gary Luke. How are you today?
Good.
You got to talk louder than that, buddy.
Good.
Good. You want to say hi to your mama who's listening at home?
Hi, Mom.
Gary Luke helping us out here in the studio, hanging out with his dad today, getting away from all those sisters. Is it nice to get away from all of those sisters, Gary?
Yeah.
All right, also joining us, Tom Marquis. Tom, are you there?
I am here. Nothing like a kid to boost ratings. Love it. Love it.
Oh, did we ever get our guy back?
Not yet. I really honestly think that it's a cell phone issue because it went right to voicemail. I don't know if his battery went dead or what happened, but we move on.
Well, let me do this first. Freightco, a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, they're growing and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week and, are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. Don't do it now. He's probably at home eating dinner. Try it tomorrow, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, Tom. We talked a little bit about the political season coming out, but I want to point people right now to my website, GaryLSnyder.com. It is the center of the internet universe. Everybody should visit there at least three times a day, just like a good meal. And on Gary L. Snyder, not only will you find all of our great advertisers and sponsors and some of the pertinent stories of the day, see who's going to be on the show, all of that. Right now, I have two polls up on the website. Two. One is for you, everybody just north of us here in Marion, and that would be in Huntington. Tell us who you're going to vote for. Who gets your vote for mayor of Huntington? You have three choices there. And also, who gets your vote for mayor of Marion for everybody that lives here in Marion? You can vote now. What better way to, get interactive with this, huh, Tom?
Nothing like getting interactive on the website. Do I get a vote?
You can go on and vote if you'd like. You know, one of the things, someone called me and said, hey, the local newspaper up in Huntington had a poll up. And, you know, they are kind of like my arch nemesis. They are my, if I were Batman, they would be the Joker. They're really turned into a really irrelevant newspaper up there. They charge for website. It's just awful. And basically, it was my brilliant and political pundancy that really grew the site, but it sure helps when you have an incompetent newspaper in your town. So I went and checked out their poll and saw, wow, they had like 52 people voting. I don't know how long their poll had been up. So I decided to put one up this morning, and as of right now, just on the Huntington vote, we have 123 votes so far.
Well, I live in Marion County, so I don't really get a vote. But if to increase your numbers, I'm just going to blind – and keep in mind here, this is just me being interactive on your poll. I know nothing about these candidates. I'm just randomly selecting Brooks Fetters and Wayne Siebold. Those are my votes.
How odd that you picked the two Republicans in the race.
I really did not research that, I swear. I swear I did not research that. But it looks like Tony Hills and Lynn Johnson are going to be the next mayors of Huntington and Marion there. Great.
Well, those are the two Democrats. And, again, we'll have to see. Usually this is not a good foreshadowing of results to come. That's just been my take on some of the polls that I've done before some of the prior elections.
Well, obviously we've got a huge election coming up here in Indianapolis with Greg Ballard and Melinda Kennedy, and those that follow politics across the state of Indiana really know what Greg Ballard did to Bart Peterson. In his first term when he got elected, he just really just was the underdog, and basically the Republican, and I'll say it, the Republican Party ran Greg Ballard just to have somebody to run. And Greg guy got a chance to know Greg and really work on his campaign, and he did a lot of grassroots activity and just came in and just demolished Bart Peterson. And I think he's done a lot of fantastic, positive jobs for the city. And as you heard me talking with Abdul, there's a lot of negative campaign in a city like Indianapolis as opposed to, I'm sure, like Marion or Huntington, where the communities are a little bit smaller and the fundraising is not quite as large. Maybe you don't see as much negative advertising as far as television advertising. But I think at the last look that I had saw, both parties had spent somewhere around $1 million to $2 million on just television advertising here in the Indianapolis metro area. So it's going to – and as you heard Abdul say, the Democrats have a 10-point margin. So really it's going to be a tight, tight race. And Melinda Kennedy ran against Carl Brizzi for the prosecutor a few years back and did the same thing to Carl Brizzi, and it really backfired on her. So, you know, one is yet to see what's going to happen next Tuesday, but I really do believe that Greg Ballard will win and be the next mayor here in Indianapolis, and he's just done a lot of fantastic stuff for the city of Indianapolis.
Well, up here in our part of the state, you know, when we look at the mayoral race in Huntington, Huntington is a Republican town. They would elect Bozo if he was a Republican. It's that bad. And it's unfortunate, and it's got Huntington kind of in the mess that it's in because, you know, when you have a small town and you have a lot of popular people who have ran the party for a real long time, they've been getting the nods, I guess, in the primaries, and it's led Huntington to have one of the highest tax rates in the state. And it's led us to have leaders that, you know, to be honest, are just outright incompetent. And my guess is you have three people running now. Brooks Fetters as the Republican, who is a city councilman, and has been on the city council since 2006. He beat a couple of people, I think a six-person field for the Republican nomination, including former Huntington County Commissioner Larry Buzzard, who finished second, and current Mayor Steve Updike, who finished a distant third. Tony Hiles is the Democrat. He ran unopposed. My guess is he'll end up – and then, of course, we have Jay Reinhart. He was a former Democratic candidate for mayor running as an independent this time. My analysis of this – again, it really doesn't matter who the Republicans put up. They will probably win by about a 60-40 if the Democrats are lucky. Since Jay Reinhart, we have a third person in this that used to be a Democrat, you might see a 60-35-5 split in that race. My guess is Tuesday night when all things are said and done, you're probably going to see Brooks Fetters as the winner up in Huntington. And here in Marion, you have two-term mayor, Wayne Siebold, who's running for a third term against Lynn Johnson, the Democrat. You know, Wayne Siebold is well-liked around here. I can't say I know him that well. Lynn Johnson is the Democratic incumbent. She seems to have a decent head on her shoulders. But, you know, when you look at the makeup of the city council up here in Marion, my guess is you'll probably see Wayne Siebold take this if history has anything to do with it. It may not. You know, if there is a groundswell of throw the bums out, and not calling Wayne Siebold a bum by any means, you know, you could probably see an upset. But my guess is if we hold the form here, Wayne Siebold will probably be reelected up here in Marion, and that's just my guess heading into this.
Well, you know, and like I said, you're right. I did pick the Republicans, but not by design. What I'm curious is how many cemetery voters do you have there? Well, you know, you never know in these small towns. So
probably not as many as they have up in Lake County.
and probably not as many as Obama will have in his reelection campaign. So, you know. But,
you know, some of the fun races up here are not necessarily the mayor because, like I said, you know, I'm not from Marion. I've only been down here for a while now, you know, maybe 6 months. But that race, you know, my guess is it really needs something to happen if the incumbent is going to win. And, you know, it would take, you know, something short of pictures for probably Brooks Fetters to lose up in Huntington. You know, some of the more interesting races though, to watch will be on the city council races, both in Huntington and Marion, and that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, we have a city councilman here in Marion, and he's an incumbent and a Republican who you know, to be honest, at the debate the other day, he's an employee of Indiana Wesleyan, and he was asked at a local debate on whether he would recuse himself from votes that had to do with his employer, And he flat out said, no, I trust myself to make the right decision. And we'll see if the voters think that's right or not. So that might be one of the more interesting races to watch here in Huntington or in Marion.
Well, yeah, here's the thing on what little bit that I do know about Marion the current mayor there, or is it the current mayor or running Wayne Siebel? Is that your incumbent?
That's the incumbent. Again, he's running for a third term right now.
Well, at least he is claiming a lot of victories, if you will, for the city of Marion. And one would think that in a blue-collar town like Marion, that jobs would be a huge thing. And, you know, some of the things that I know that he talks about as his claim to fame is the Dollar General Distribution Center, Central Indiana Ethanol, and obviously they run the spot right here on 1400 WBAT, the Titan Call Center, and IBM, and Tractor Supply, and a lot of different other things that have brought jobs to the city of Marion.
That's true, Tom. But one of the things to watch, and one of the things that his opponent has really been making a case for, is the fact that, number one, the unemployment rate in Marion still stands above 10%. And number two, they have dished out a lot of tax abatements up here. Now, obviously, that's done by the city council that have resulted in maybe not the jobs that it should for the money that they gave away. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong or true or not, but that is the argument that the Democrats are making against some of the Republicans here in Marion.
Well, and obviously that would be a huge thing. I don't live in Marion, so I can't speak for a lot of the coffee shop conversations that go on there, which carries a lot of weight in those small communities. I love those small type of communities, and that is those small communities is one of the big things that got Mitch Daniels elected, is those coffee house conversations. And if that's the kind of conversations that are being had in the mornings in the city of Marion, absolutely. In a lot of these small towns, they vote party line. But at the same time, when they're in there having their cup of coffee on election day, a lot of times their vote is decided on that day.
And, it will be interesting to watch it here in Marion because, are the people, are they fed up or are they happy with the job that the incumbents are doing? My guess is if we're in an environment right now where Republicans are set, if 2010 is any indication, to keep the status quo. I think right now the Democrats hold maybe two seats up here in Marion, and you'll probably keep it that way. The lines are probably drawn for that to happen. We have three at-large candidates. The ballot's full on each side of the party line there. And another one to watch, our own Jim Brunner here on from 1400 WBAT is being challenged quite robustly, I might add, for good or bad, by an independent candidate. So, it'll be really interesting. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hi, this is Tracy Boatwright. I had the honor of serving on the Marion City Council, in the state legislature, and as Indiana State Fire Marshal. Now I'm asking you to support Lynn Johnson for mayor of Marion. Lynn was born and raised in Marion. She's a graduate of Ball State University. Lynn was the owner and manager of the Country Shed Restaurant here in Marion. Since 1993, Lynn has owned Johnson Management, a small business that specializes in helping businesses improve their organizational efficiency. Lynn has been a friend for over 25 years and is also my accountant. I have complete trust in her competence and in taking care of my finances. Lynn's common sense and her experience as a corporate manager and a small business owner will be an asset for the city of Marion. I know she will work hard to do what is best for the people of Marion. On November the 8th, cast your ballot for Lynn Johnson for mayor.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison and authorized by the committee to elect Lynn Stribe Johnson for mayor. Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosalie, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosalie in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grand County and The Gary Schneider Show weekdays on WBAP. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Schneider Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAP. We keep you informed.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Schneider Show.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Here on the Gary Schneider Show on 1400 WBAT. All right, winter is rapidly approaching. Time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, North Central, and East Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414 or online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. If you're just joining us, we are joined by co-host of the show from 436, Tom Marquis. Say hi.
I am here, sir. Salutations and greetings.
All right, now if you're just joining us, we were just having a quick conversation. If you go to GaryLSnyder.com, not only do you get my brilliant political analysis and writings and our sponsors, you also get my brilliant political analysis, witty sarcasm, and satire. What a bargain, huh? And it's all free. And you can vote. We have two polls going right now. Who gets your vote for mayor of Huntington and who gets your vote for mayor of Marion? And we were just talking before the break, and maybe, we got about 5 or 6 minutes left here. If someone wants to give us a call and give us their take on any of the races, they can do that. 765-662-1400 if you want to chime in. You heard me opine before the break, and I think I've got a pretty good read on this. I usually get a pretty good read on these things, and it should be interesting to see what happens up here in Marion and Huntington. And I cover Huntington on here, too, because I am from Huntington, and I do have a large following of listeners, maybe not all that like me, but, hey, I need the people that hate me to listen, too. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. They're the ones you probably have more people that hate you that listen to
you. I read an article once that they say that the people that don't like you, hate you, or disagree with you will listen 2 to 3 times longer than the people that do.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I 100% agree with that. So my wife listens to me all the time.
As we were kind of breaking down the Huntington mayoral race and the mayor's race here in Marion and kind of looking at some of the city council races in Marion, you got some shaping up in Huntington, too. A lot of them are running unopposed, but I think there are maybe two or three Democrats that are taking on a couple of incumbents down in Huntington that could cause some, maybe upsets down there. Republicans have ruled the roost for a long time in Huntington, and a lot of them now are being seen for what they are, a cause of the problem and not a cure. And with some of the Democrats actually being on the ballot this time and being in a not necessarily in the at-large spots, but in some of the precincts where there are concentrations of Democrats, I would not be surprised if Jack Slusser up in Huntington is beat. He's been on the city council for a long time, been basically a lackey for the mayor and the Republican Party up there for a while. So I wouldn't be surprised if a Democrat wins that race. Joe Blumke up in Huntington, I wouldn't be surprised if he could be upset in his race too. So, not only are there mayor's races, there's races in the city council that could provide a lot of interest, and probably the most drama comes next Tuesday night.
Well, one thing across the state of Indiana, Gary, is there's going to be elections from Gary all the way down to Evansville, and a lot of these local races, which really are, we talk about the presidential election and the gubernatorial election a lot on this state just because of our wide listening audience. But I would encourage all of our local listeners to get out next Tuesday and vote for your local candidates. The city county councilmen, your judges, your school boards. Those are all people that are people from your community that you see every day out at Starbucks that are just average, everyday Joe like myself and Gary. Well, or like myself. There's nothing average about Gary, but those are the people of your community. And especially with your school board and your city county council, those are the people that have a great, great effect on your property taxes, and as a homeowner.
I would agree with you. And when you take a look at, who has raised your taxes over the last 3 to 4 years, it really hasn't been President Obama because he hasn't raised any taxes yet. And these people are the ones sitting there griping about President Obama, but yet on a local level, a lot of these same people will talk out one side of their mouth and do another, because most of your taxes over the last 3 to 4 years have been raised by your local candidates that are running this time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you look at counties that haven't been able to get things made. You're going to see a tax increase in a lot of different situations. And right here on this show, we talked to the controller out there in Delaware County, and they've had to make some serious cuts. And they're not the only county. And you look at counties all across the state of Indiana that have had to make some cuts and have cost some people some jobs. And one of the ways that people are going to be able to get their jobs back is to be able to pay them. And the only way to be able to pay them is to raise taxes. And so, especially when it comes to schools and that sort of stuff. Right here in Indianapolis, we have a pay-to-ride where basically the students in certain townships are paying upwards of $200 a month per kid just so their kid can ride the school bus.
Hey, Tom, I hate to cut you off, but we're running out of time. Where can people find your work at? Maybe we can continue this conversation tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. www.thebalanceonline.com. Balance listeners, hang tight right here for hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests today. Tom Marquis, Lise Will, Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, James Paulson, and Alex Harvey. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source.
All right. Always good conversation when we get close to election day. Like I said, you never know what Gary and I will strike up conversation. I apologize. We lost David Funk in the mix somewhere. Don't know really how that happened, but that's okay. We'll try to get him back on in the near future. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to rebroadcast hour number two of today's show, of the Gary Snyder Show. Myself will join in about halfway through with Abdul. Hang tight there, and obviously we have some great conversation about politics, and one of the biggest things that we're talking about is Kane. and his sexual harassment stuff. And obviously that's one of the things that we talked about in hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. So we'll be right back on the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you could join us. Join us tomorrow during our lifetime between 5 and 6 right here on the Balance Radio Network. And you can also find everything on www.thebalanceonline.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter, capital T, capital B, Balance. And on Facebook, just search The Balance right here. My name is Tom Marquis. It's been fantastic to have you, my listeners, today on the Balance Radio Network. We'll see you guys tomorrow afternoon right here.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
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 This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Job downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday. Just to check out the late night record shop. Call it imposing, call it composing, call it insane. But when I'm through that, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. And again, we are pleased to be joined by Fox News legal analyst and author. I think I got her book wrong that last time she was on, so I better get it right this time. Lise Will and her book, Walking Hours. Lise, welcome back to the Gary Snyder Show.
You got it, Gary, and it's Waking Hours. Third time's a charm.
Goodness. Yeah, you're right. You know, I apologize again.
You know what? That's great, because now people will really remember it.
Waking Hours. And you know what? It's even Waking Hours on my website, and I still said it wrong.
You know, it's Thursday afternoon. What are you going to do?
Well, first of all, let's start. Tell little people and our listeners a little bit about your book, Waking Hours.
Well, it's set in upstate New York in East Salem, a very idyllic-looking town, but there's a horrible murder that happens there. And we've got our two main characters are a forensic psychiatrist, and she teams up with a former NFL player who's got a really interesting backstory about how he became a former NFL player. Anyway, he wants to be a detective. He's kind of a rogue gadget guy. And so they work together to solve this mystery. And as they're doing it, they realize there's a whole supernatural element going on. There's good versus evil, demons versus angels. It's a good spooky read, perfect for the season. And yet it's, you know, it's good, clean fun. There's not a lot, you know, no big swear words or anything like that in there.
How about little swear words?
Little swear, yeah, a few little ones. A
teeny weeny ones.
Well, and I think we asked you this last time you were on, but maybe the listeners that weren't listening last time, first of all, shame on you. But second of all, writers, authors tend to write about what they know best. Is this kind of the case here?
Yeah. I mean, it's fiction. So, you know, obviously you've got to change the facts to make it fiction. But I used to be a prosecutor, and now I'm a TV reporter. So, you know, I've seen the underbelly of a lot of different things. So the forensic science is absolutely going to be accurate. It's going to be real. The investigation is going to be real. And then I wanted to add this whole supernatural element to it. And I can't tell you too much about that. You got to really get into it, because what happens is these two characters don't understand it at the beginning either. And they come into it and start to realize, ooh, there's some bigger meanings here than just what's on the surface.
Well, it sounds very interesting, and I know we have a couple of copies on the way, courtesy of your staff. So we can't wait to get those and get those handed out. All right, we have, usually we bring you on, I say usually, we've only had you on one other time, but we bring you on to talk about, you know, big high-profile legal cases of the day, and right now there are none bigger than Herman Cain and the sexual harassment scandal that seems to be plaguing his campaign. Let me ask you this. You know, he's given several different explanations of what happened, with, you know, the first one being that, you know, he really didn't know much about the claim. From a legal standpoint, is that even possible?
Well, it is possible. At the time, he was the head of the National Restaurant Association. It's possible that his counsel, would have just settled the matter and, you know, not even told him about it. But it's possible. It's not probable. Usually, counsel would go to somebody like that, you know, chief executive of the organization, and say, look, you know, this happened, and we're going to settle it. Whether you like it or not, we're going to settle it, but let him know about it. So it's potential that, you know, potentially could have happened, but I'm wary of it.
Well, let me ask you this then. What do sexual harassment settlements usually entail?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. In the employment context, it's usually about a hostile environment, that somebody who is a superior engages in a pattern of conduct that makes somebody else, it's a subjective standard, so it's hard to give you a cookie-cutter answer. But engages in a pattern of mistreatment, basically, that makes that person feel very uncomfortable and feel like they're working in a sexually hostile environment.
And as I understand it, there wasn't one. There were two settlements, and even a third person now has kind of come forward and say, well, I didn't file any claim. He also sexually harassed me.
Right. We don't know much about the third person. That just surfaced today. But apparently that was not a settlement. There was no confidentiality agreement there. So we may be hearing a lot more about that case. The other two, there's a confidentiality agreement, and unless those women, you know, breach the confidentiality agreement or the association waives their right to it, which I don't think they would. I mean, why would they? You know, we may never hear those full stories.
Well, I do have a story here from The Hill, saying that one of the lawyers for one of the women said Herman Cain already broke this confidentiality agreement by saying what he has already, and that they feel that they probably can give their side of the story now since he's already broken it.
Yeah, it depends on how that confidentiality agreement was written, because if it, you know, I'll just put on my hat pretending I'm the corporate counsel. I would have written it so that it covered the women, but not the association. You see what I'm saying? I would have drafted it so it went one way, meaning only the women couldn't speak. But I don't know how it was drafted. If it was drafted that all parties couldn't speak, then, yeah, he's probably broken the confidentiality agreement.
No, and I did read in the news today that one of the lawyers for one of the women is going to the National Restaurant Association and asking them to waive the confidentiality agreement. You said that's probably not a good idea, not something they would do. Why not? And if you're Herman Cain, wouldn't you want the details out there, I guess?
Well, it's not a good idea. I meant not speaking for the lawyer. It's the right thing for the lawyer to do to try to get it done. But if the National Restaurant Association
you know, doesn't want to waive it, which what good interest would it have for them to have, you know, whatever details out there out? I mean, what you pay for in a confidentiality agreement is confidentiality. On the other hand, from a political perspective, you know, perhaps Mr. Kane would look at this and say, look, there's really nothing that bad in there. I'd rather just let it out. You know, I'd rather have it all come out and let people read it and make up their own minds. I could see that happening.
Do you think the way that Herman Cain's campaign has handled this so far is, and again, asking you to take off your lawyer's hat here and look at it maybe from a political point of view, do you think he's handled this, I guess, well up to now?
Well, the jury's out, but, you know, the thing is, he did admit, Mr. Cain did, that his people knew about this potential story 10 days before it broke. And so I'm thinking, well, then why didn't he kind of gather all the troops? And if he really didn't recollect things, then, you know, have them help him remember, you know, have him read everything so that he does recollect it and he comes out with one straight story. Because I think that's been the problem for him the last couple of days, is people are thinking, you know, we love this guy because he's straightforward and, you know, not politics as usual. He's, you know, straight shooter, but if he's not shooting straight with us, then that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for anybody. I mean, truth telling is all important. It really, really is.
You know, and one of the things about this whole issue with the settlement and the sexual harassment claims, you mentioned he had 10 days notice before any story even came out. And, you know, one of the explanations, and I've heard this on Fox News and on other channels, he keeps reiterating that he is a non-conventional candidate running a non-conventional campaign. You know, and when I keep hearing that, if someone has to tell me over and over that they're something, you know, sometimes I start to question whether they are.
Right. You know, that's a problem for him. It really is. But, you know, to be fair to him, on the other hand, his campaign contributions are still pouring in, and he's still doing great in the polls. So it really is going to be interesting to see what happens to him over the next couple of days.
So does he survive this or not?
Oh, boy. You know, if I knew that, I would be making the big bucks, you know, Gary. so I can't tell that. I think maybe the smartest thing for him to do is just say, look, just release all the documentation as long as the women are okay with it and let the people decide.
All right, another big trial that's wrapping up out in California, Dr. Conrad Murray, that's kind of coming to an end here. I guess the big surprise was the other day that he did not take the stand in his own defense, and I think a lot of people were expecting him to.
Yeah, I mean, the conventional wisdom was that he might take the stand, but there really, I guess he felt like he didn't need to, and that his statement was already out there in the form of the two-hour audio tape that the prosecution played. Prosecution made a very good, strong closing argument today, so we'll see. I mean, now it's in the jury's hands here very soon, and it'll be interesting over the next couple of days. I'll be on verdict watch, that's for sure.
And anything can happen with verdicts. I mean, we've seen some pretty crazy ones in the past.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I've given up predicting after Casey Anthony.
I gave up after OJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I probably should have, but I wasn't born yet.
All right, let's move on to the world of government grants. And we know about Solyndra and what they went through. Now there's a new one out there, the Beacon bankruptcy. You know, what's happening with that? And will the congressional investigations kick up on these two, bankruptcies, these two companies that got billions of dollars in U.S. government loans?
Well, the subpoenas just went out today on the Solyndra matter to the White House. And I think that's right. It's We need to find out what happened there. We need to find out how, you know, who authorized it and when. And so hopefully, you know, that will be coming to a resolution at some point so we all know. Because let's face it, we the taxpayers have been paying for all this.
You know, and in the case with Beacon, they were actually making a profit when they received their government grant. That kind of is a slap in the face to us as taxpayers, I think.
Yeah, I know. Can I get a government grant, please? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, it seems like it's about that easy, though.
That it's what?
It seems like it's about that easy to get a government grant. Just say you want one.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's gonna let's let this play out. Let's see what the subpoenas turn out, and let's see what the White House comes up with.
All right, next on the list of things to talk about here is Fast and Furious. Now there seems to be another version of Fast and Furious before Fast and Furious. Boy, it just seems like the Justice Department and the Attorney General are just getting up to their eyeballs in trouble here.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good couple of weeks for Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Again, we were talking about, you know, being straightforward. And on May 3rd, he talked about Fast and Furious, but really he'd only heard about it a few weeks before that. But we know now that that's, you know, probably not accurate. So I've been saying all along they should probably appoint a special counsel to go in and take a look at it, you know, somebody apart from the Department of Justice to do it.
Do you think at some point there's a special prosecutor appointed in this?
Yes, I think so. I think so, absolutely. A special counsel anyway.
All right, and finally, if everybody looks at their calendars or their little tickets, if you had 72 days for the marriage of Kim Kardashian and whoever she was married to, divorce, you are the winner. What's your take on this? 72 days, Kim Kardashian, divorce. Is it really a big surprise?
What? No, come on. It was probably all staged. And really, really, do we really care about that when we've got so much else going on here? I mean, really. I don't know. I guess it's entertainment, but I haven't followed it, and I'm proud of it. I have not followed any of that stuff.
You know, it's funny because I got a phone call asking me if I'd have Bruce Jenner on the show. And, of course, Bruce Jenner, I was all excited until they said, well, he wants to talk about Kim Kardashian. And I just really... Why, and why does anyone care?
Exactly. Let's, you know, absolutely. I wish them all the luck in the world, but please, I don't, you know. nobody should take any parenting or, you know, brain surgery lessons from them. Let's just put it that way.
Well, one of the things that I did notice out of this are there are possibly a couple of lawsuits. I think a photographer is trying to... have them recreate the wedding or something, and he's threatening to sue if they don't.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck to him. I don't know. I think it's crazy.
All right. Well, real quick, websites. I know you have a website for the book, Waking Hours, Facebook, Twitter, any of that good stuff?
Absolutely. Go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Go to LeafWheel, LeafWiehl, books.com.
All right. Well, hey, Lise, thanks a lot for your insight. Anything else you want to, cover before we let you go?
No, just have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
Thanks a lot, and have a great day, and have a safe train ride, I guess.
Okay, yeah, going to a daughter's event. Take care.
Thank you. LeafWheel. Fox News legal analyst. All right, quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Have you ever wondered why the print in the newspaper gets smaller and smaller, or the phone book? Are you sitting too close to your monitor? How about those afternoon headaches? Did you know your eyes can be the cause of all of those problems? Come see me, Dr. Frecker, at my office at Spencer and the Bypass in Marion for your next eye exam. We can work with most insurance carriers. Call us 664-7647, Dr. Frecker's Eye Care Eyewear. We will get you productive again.
Lynn Johnson will be a mayor for Marion that will produce results. The current administration has promised 1,000 jobs at a cost of nearly $391 million in incentives. How many of these jobs have been delivered? Sure, we've seen handfuls of jobs show up, but not the kinds of jobs that produce the income where folks can support their families. Lynn Johnson has ideas. Ideas that will produce results, not the empty promises we've been hearing. Vote Lynn Johnson for mayor of Marion on November the 8th.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison and authorized by the committee to elect Lynn Strive Johnson for mayor.
On November 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, your radio and TV stations will participate in the first ever nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, or EAS. At that time, your regularly scheduled programming will be interrupted with an announcement that a test of the EAS is being conducted. Don't worry, this will only be a test. For more information, please visit the Federal Communications Commission's website at www.fcc.gov.
You can call it Trading Post, you can call it Tell and Sell, you can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. All right, Schaefer's, Indiana Turf. They're up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the new Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers. They also carry the Gravely and Hustler mowers, and of course, they're still one of Indiana's oldest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. If you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely Hustler, and Dixie Chopper Mowers. And yes, they even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. And I look at your yard. I bet you need one of those leaf blowers about now. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call. Ryan is waiting, 260-489-3391, or you can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right. Now, keep in mind, right now on my website, GaryLSnyder.com, we have our poll up. We'll keep these up today, tomorrow, through the weekend until Election Day. Two polls for all you up in Marion. Who gets your vote? Or up in Huntington, who gets your vote for Mayor of Huntington? You can cast your vote for one of three people. We also got one for you guys here in Marion. Who gets your vote for Mayor of Marion? Cast your votes. Right now, combined, we're approaching 200 votes. So I want to appreciate you guys going to GaryLSnyder.com and casting your votes there. and visiting the website. And remember, at GaryLSnyder.com, not only can you see all of our sponsors' ads, we have links to all of them, takes you right to the website. We also put up some very pertinent news stories. What else? You can see who we're having on the show for the day, even some future guests. So we appreciate you going to the website, GaryLSnyder.com. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tom Marquis and Abdul Hakim Shabazz here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
There's a time bomb in your wallet. It's the 5-plus credit cards you've been living on that you're barely able to make the minimum payments on. And when the time bomb goes off, it'll put you in a world of hurt. Here's the first sign your time bomb is about to go off. You can barely make your minimum payments. Here's the second sign. The interest rates on your credit cards are as high as 30%. Here's the third time bomb sign. You're getting collection calls and letters. Don't let the time bomb go off. Call the Debt Helpline today. Let us help you get out of credit card debt and turn off the time bomb.
866-484-9613. 866-484-9613. If you have $10,000 or more in debt, call now for your free analysis. 866-484-9613. 866-484-9613.
WBAT. Need a new roof? Is your siding sagging? Call Tim Weiland with Weiland Construction at 384-4470. Locally owned and operated.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get their flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-291-8732 to get your free copy now. 800-291-8732. 800-291-8732.
I'm so glad I went to Wesleyan Health and Rehab. Well, I got my sizzle back, feel like a kid again. Even going surfing this weekend with the grandkids.
Those grandkids just have you going everywhere, Bob.
I even got my friends asking how they can get their sizzle back.
Well, I can help with that, Bob. Just tell them to call me at Wesleyan Health and Rehab, 674-3371. Or come see me at 729 West 35th Street in Marion.
All right, Stephanie, meet you at the beach. Bring your surfboard. I got mine all waxed up, ready to go.
Bringing local news to Swayze, Amboy, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Marion firefighters say damage was heavy this morning in a house fire on the city's west side. Firefighters were called to a home at the corner of Butler and Nelson Streets just after 8 o'clock this morning. Investigators say no one was home at the time of the fire and no injuries were reported. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. And a driver accused of disregarding the warning arms and lights of a school bus and then hitting a kindergartner has been charged with reckless driving. 44-year-old Robert Newell Jr. of Kokomo has been charged with a misdemeanor count of reckless driving for hitting the child on October 18th along South Goyer Road. Investigators say Newell ignored the flashing lights and warning arms of the Kokomo school bus, then passed the bus and hit 5-year-old Alexander Sosby as he attempted to cross the road to get on board. The boy suffered a broken leg and a laceration to his head. If convicted, Newell could face up to a year in jail. And finally, the Indiana Court of Appeals has upheld the convictions against a former Muncie City Councilman for his mishandling absentee ballots in the city election in 2007. In 2010, Monty Murphy was convicted on three counts of illegally receiving a ballot. Although they were criminal counts, the special judge in the case reduced the counts to misdemeanors when he was sentenced. Murphy appealed the convictions, but the State Court of Appeals denied that appeal. Murphy was removed from the Muncie City Council upon being convicted. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, cloudy and breezy with rain developing this afternoon, highs around 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy and colder with light rain. Skies will be clearing after midnight, though, lows around 35. And for your Friday, sunny and cool, highs around 55 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests, which include, by the way, we have co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, Tom Marquis will be with us, and Abdul. We're just going with the one name now, Abdul. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, now joining us, co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, Tom Marquis, say hi.
Hello.
And also joining us, a weekly segment at this time every Thursday, Abdul, welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Good to talk to you.
All right, Abdul, let's get started. I am just going to go head first right into this. Herman Cain, sexual harassment, a total cluster.
I would think to describe it as a total cluster would be generous. Like I said, your audience is probably pretty familiar, but for those who aren't, some allegations have come out that 15 years ago, when I still had a high top fade, it looked like Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, sexually harassed some of the employees while he was at the National Restaurant Association. There was a settlement to make the whole thing sort of go away. Mr. Cain originally denied it. And then next thing you know, like, no, it's true. And so now we're sort of at this, you know, this weird point in a political campaign. My thing is this. The damage wasn't so much the allegations. Is that this is a classic example of how not, I repeat, how not to handle a crisis. Because when they started this, first of all, the Cain people should have known this was out there. because whenever you run for president, the old joke is, you know, spend a few $1,000 and do opposition research on yourself. And so that way, if an allegation pops up, you know that it's out there and you know how to deal with it. The other part of that equation, where I think they made a mistake, was Herman Cain saying in the beginning, no, I didn't do anything, or no, I didn't know about any sexual harassment. Then it turns out, okay, there is sexual harassment. Now it doesn't matter, you know, really what you say, because now your veracity is being called into question. It's the old joke, if you're going to cheat on your wife, fine, just don't lie about it.
How about don't do it at all?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, there is that whole point, too. You know, just don't do it. Now, what's interesting is we're not quite sure exactly, you know, what the allegations were or what Mr. Cain allegedly did. And, you know, and they would say, you know, sort of different degrees of sexual harassment. Did he say something inappropriate? Or, you know, did he play, you know, grab a rear end? You know, what exactly, you know, did Mr. Cain do? You know, we're not quite totally sure.
Tom, you got something?
Well, here's the thing, Abdul, and again, maybe I'm just saying this because he happens to be a Republican and he happens to be from my party, if you will. But here's the thing, really. I mean, this has nothing to do. And I know we all want to still live in the world of 1930, where we believe that our And 1930 was just a metaphoric joke, not based on the actual president and his imperfections. But we actually believe that our president is without fault or without flaw. And here's the other thing. Okay, now this is a story that was leaked to or presented to Politico. And obviously we've had representation from Politico on this show before. But I guess my only thing is really, to me, it's not that big of an issue because when it happened, sexual harassment, let's face it, was pretty prevalent in the workplace anyway. He wasn't running for office. There was nothing, I mean, it's not like he raped the girl or he did anything like that. It was some misconduct. She wanted some money. She got the money. He paid her to shut up. And that's really what it amounts to. We can look at Bill Clinton, who was in office at the time, who was actually impeached for lying. So why does it matter to – I just don't think this is going to be an issue that's going to keep him from being elected president. There might be other issues, but I don't think that this will be the issue.
Well, I think part of the – like I said, part of the Herman Cain problem is, like I said, it's not so much the allegation, because anybody can make the allegation. Where he made the mistake was denying that it happened. Because once you've denied that it happened, you know, now you're sort of in the other part of the equation. You know, the facts that are being presented show a little bit of a different picture than what was there beforehand. And so, you know, now you got some, you know, in more words of Rick Ricardo, now you got some explaining to do.
You know, and throughout this whole time, and you mentioned it, Abdul, that he had 10 days. To get a story straight on this, and his whole campaign still looked like they were amateurs on it.
Right, and to me, that is the bigger unforgivable sin. So for me, the bigger, it's the old saying, it's not the crime that gets you in trouble, it's the lie. And like I said, the problem being is that Mr. Cain said no. And it's, you know, sort of like, well, this is going to sound really bad, you know, being a lawyer, I always tell people if you're accused of, you know, a crime, you know, don't say if you were there, don't lie and say you weren't there, because now everything else you do is suspect. I mean, take Kobe Bryant. You notice when he was, you know, accused of sexual assault, you know, he didn't say I didn't have sex with a woman. He said he did. Now we just argue whether it was consensual.
Dom?
Well, here's my thing, and I guess really at the end of the day, when the Republican Party get their nomination, whoever it might be, Romney, Perry, Cain, or whoever, or a combination there above, the whole party is going to come behind them and support them for the election of the President of the United States. And right now, the way it looks, of course, everything is still premature. There's a long road ahead in the presidential election, so it's really too early to be bringing out the dry erase board. But as it stands now, you would be almost not smart to not include Kane in your presidential ticket or staff or somewhere thereabout. So don't you think, really, that we're just making a – yes, okay, maybe he lied about it. Let's face it, and Abdul, you know enough politicians, especially right here in the city of Indianapolis, and let's talk about that, for example. Maybe not to that extreme, but we've got the mayoral race right here in Indianapolis between Kennedy and Ballard and some of the worst mudslinging ads that are out there. And basically they're both saying the other person's lying about contracts, about this, about that. So really I think the American people are numb to lies. They expect it. It's not anything that I just don't think this is going to hurt him. I don't think it's going to hurt him at all.
I think it hurts him in the sense that you're the gang that can't shoot straight and you can't get your story straight. And now you're fumbling the football when you should be talking about policy and, you know, now you're the front runner. And this is why I kind of jokingly say that I don't think the Kane people ever thought, okay, well, what happens if you actually do become the nominee or do become the front runner? And I don't think they've ever thought that far out, because if they did, they'd had a much better response and a much better game plan for all this.
Now, when you take a look at this, Abdul, there's a second settlement, a third lady now coming forth. This, a lot of people are pointing the finger at the Rick Perry campaign, which would be the most, the best thing that they've put together so far, because they seem to screw everything else up. And now the lawyers are going back to the National Restaurant Association, asking them to waive the confidentiality agreement.
You see, and now here's the other question, too, which is, you know, did Herman Cain, by talking about it, you know, did he breach the confidentiality agreement? And so, you know, yet another thing for the lawyers to have to figure out. Notice how the lawyers keep getting rich in all this?
Yeah, and we had Lee Swill on, Fox News legal analyst, just before you guys came on, and she said depending on how, you know, that confidentiality agreement was written, it could very well open the door for the accusers here.
Exactly, and that's why, well, I thought it was interesting in some of the discussion I was watching this morning, you know, about the accusers. They could want to go forward with their story. No, we don't want to go forward with their story. But hey, now we want to put out a letter and not respond. And it's like, man, is that a year ago for election day? And this is how we start. A black man accused of sexual harassment. This is 1992 all over again, or what?
But what makes this even better, and I'll let you get the next question, Tom, but I really want to get this in. We have to drag Ann Coulter into this, because she's claiming that conservative blacks, our blacks are better than their blacks. As a black man, how do you respond to that?
Wow. I was like, okay, is Ann Coulter talking about light-skinned blacks or dark-skinned blacks? I mean, let's just take it to a whole other level. You know, sometimes you're just better off just not having that conversation and leaving stuff alone.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Well, and I agree. I think that this too shall pass. I think this day, our economy is in such a mess that really the Republican Party
will focus on policy and will focus on who is the best candidate to beat Obama. And we all know that Obama's going to have his minions out there, because he's already doing it, planting the race card. He's got his wife planting the race card. So we all know that the race card is going to be played. So if for no other reason, you have to look at running Kane because of the race card. I know that sounds bad. I know that sounds stereotypic and maybe somewhat ignorant on my part, but I'm saying that I just don't think this little sexual harassment case that was settled and done away with, that either Perry's the one that leaked it or whoever leaked it to Politico, it's just not going to be an issue. We need to – I think the American people – I think this is what I've said before. The American people just are ready for real change and real positive change. And I think all of us, myself, every one of us on this phone call, and every one of our listeners have skeletons in our closet. We're not running for the president of the United States, but if I'm voting for someone to be the president of the United States, I really don't care what kind of fling he did or did not have 17 years ago. Doesn't matter to me at all.
And you know what, Tom? And that is the response that Herman Cain should have given. It's like, hey, when I was head of the Restaurant Association, I was accused of sexual harassment. I didn't do it. We settled to make it go away because we didn't want to do bother with litigation, and that's it. And had he given that response, we'd be, it would have been a one-day story as opposed to, you know, here we are, what, day 12.
And you combine this now with his interview at AEI the other morning where he basically warned us that China could get nuclear weapons. I think he's done. I think this does him, man. Not necessarily the harassment charges. Well, I guess they're not charges. They settled on him. You know, I think this with his just asinine answer on China and whether they had nuclear weapons or not, I think he's done.
Well, the one thing on the sexual harassment, a settlement does not necessarily prove guilt. And I think that's really important for our audience. I mean, anybody who's ever had to deal with litigation knows sometimes it's cheaper just to settle than to go through a long, you know, drawn, proactive, you know, protracted fight back and forth.
And Abdul, let me say this, that perception is reality, and most people aren't as smart as you and me and Tom. And when they hear that he settled, perception is that he did this.
Well, like I said, unfortunately, but then again, this is why American Idol is the most popular show on television these days. As opposed to the Gary Snyder Show.
Nice. Go ahead, Tom.
No, Abdul, I guess, let's, again, and I know it's the hot topic to talk about, and maybe Kane handled it the wrong way, but we all know that nobody really expected Kane to do as well as he's done in the last few weeks. So, yeah, maybe he should have anticipated and had some private eye out there that said, okay, now this is going to get uncovered, and, you know, this is how we're, maybe he should have handled it better. But the thing is, I think he's out in front of it now. What really, realistically, does the Republican got to do? What nomination right now can beat Obama?
I would argue that the strongest candidate to take on the president right now is Mitt Romney, in all due brutal honesty. Because, A, you know, governor of a state, which means he's got that executive branch experience dealing with the legislature. He was a Republican who won in a, you know, blue state of Massachusetts. And also, he's got businessman experience, you know, fixing the, you know, Olympics in Salt Lake City. So for me, that's the best candidate the Republicans need to run right now.
All right, Abdul, what else do you have working at IndyPolitics.org?
We're doing a lot of look at the Indianapolis mayor's race. We have some polling data come out. Indianapolis, although it's a city where Democrats have a 10-point margin, the mayor's ahead by 11 points in the latest Wish TV candidate poll. But the poll also shows 21% of the public still undecided. So some folks are saying it's a toss-up. So that's what we're going to be looking at today, tomorrow, and all weekend, because next Tuesday is Election Day.
And, you know, one thing that I like, you have Governor Daniels that have went out and put out all these commercials for all these Republican candidates, either incumbents or people taking on the incumbents, and they're all the same. So if you travel enough or maybe listen to enough different radio stations, we hear that a certain mayor is best fitted to be mayor right now than any other mayor. So have you heard any of those yet?
Haven't heard those yet. Like I said, most of what we do here is just basically deal with the Indianapolis mayor's race.
All right, Abdul, we need to let you get going here real quick. You're the editor-in-chief of IndyPolitics.org. Tell us a little bit about that website, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
You can follow us on Facebook at IndyPolitics, two words, or Twitter, IndyPolitics.org, all one word. And watch if somebody in the, you know, Marion area care, because what eventually impacts Indianapolis will eventually get to you.
I like that. Thanks a lot, Abdul.
Hey, thank you, guys. You take care. Have a good day.
Talk to you next week. All right, we'll be back here in just one, two, somewhere around there. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
work out anytime you want, 24-7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Graham Rahal, driver of the number 38 Service Central Chip Ganassi Racing Car, and you're listening to the Gary Schneider Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. I want to thank Abdul and Tom Marquis. Tom will be back at the top of the hour as we start streaming over the Balance Radio Network. And Abdul, of course, our weekly guest, Thursdays at this time. I don't know. What do you think? Herman Cain, I think he's done. I don't see... You know, it's bad enough that he has these allegations out there against him. What's worse is the fact that he had no clue on how to handle it, even with a 10-day advance. All right, winter is rapidly approaching. You're going to see that here sooner rather than later. And time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, North Central, and East Central Indiana. Call them today. Again, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound and distinguished by excellence. You heard the Anytime Fitness workout. Anytime Fitness Marion ad there. Four things. Number one, memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, you mentioned my name or the show's name. Doesn't even have to be in a good way. You will get 2 free months on top of your one-year membership. You can't really beat that. Number three, you can use that Anytime Fitness Marion membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, they are open 24/7, so you can work out on your schedule and not necessarily the gym schedule. 24/7. You're going to want to start working out inside, and you're going to want a place where you can work out on your schedule and a place that's open 24/7 and on Sundays. All right, want to thank our guest that hour, Lise Will, Fox News legal analyst, and Abdul Hakim Shabazz, editor-in-chief of IndyPolitics.org, and Tom Marquis, who is the co-host of this show from 4:30 to 6. Keep in mind, I need you to go to GaryLSnyder.com. We have a poll up, 2 polls right now. If you live in Huntington, we have a poll. Who are you going to vote for mayor of Huntington? We also have a poll up for everyone here in Marion. Who gets your vote for mayor of Marion? Pretty simple. Go on there and vote, and we'll see how it compares as we get ready to go to the polls next Tuesday. All right. We'll be back after the top of the hour news here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.